Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of PGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this week six show underway. Pretty hard to believe that we're in week six already. Seems like the season just started last week. But nope, we're flying through it, getting close to halfway through the season. The next thing you know, we'll be done with the regular season. And then the Super Bowl will be here, and then we won't have any football, because that's how things work. Season just flies by. You wait, seems like three quarters of the year for football to start, then it does, and then it's gone. So I guess you better enjoy it while it lasts. This week seems to be a fairly poor week of football. Terrible primetime games. The afternoon slate pretty average for the most part. I know for me, tomorrow I get to see my Jags, which is the highlight and or the low light of my Sunday afternoon of football. And outside of that, it's the only game I really care about. So, yes, there's that to look forward to, but at least I get to see my team. That is a good thing. I guess we'll go ahead and start this. Cherry may be calling in, Razor may be calling in, if Skype works for him, which it probably won't because Skype hates him, so it'll probably just be me soloing the show, just fine, everything's fine. All right, let's see here. Oh good, starting off, first game, San Francisco 49ers take on the Buffalo Bills. 49ers ending the Blaine Gabbert experiment, unfortunately, much to my dismay, and reinstating Colin Kaepernick as the quarterback, thanks to a restructured contract. It was nice seeing Blaine start again. Things weren't great. Then again, the 49ers aren't really all that good. It's going to be very curious to see how much of a positive impact Cap has. Now that he's starting, see if that improves the offense a little bit. Blaine, I don't think it was awful, but there's always a couple plays a game, a couple throws that are just off that you wish you could have back. And that seems to be a consistent issue with Blaine. From a few games I saw, the pick late against the Cowboys, sailing a couple last week against the Cards. Just not consistent and not good. But, you know, the Niners are 1-4 at this point. Need a spark. Maybe Cap does it. I hope not, because I'm bitter. So there's that. Not politically, just the fact that, you know, my boy is now riding the bench. And that's not a good thing. I don't like it when players I like ride the bench. Not good, even if the 49ers are bad. They're facing a Bills team who, despite everybody pretty much making fun of them at the beginning of the season, are now sitting at 3-2 on the season, second place in the division behind the New England Patriots, and somehow are actually a fairly decent football team. I mean, knock off the Patriots. You've got a nice little couple-game win streak going, which is weird because you'd figure with Sammy Watkins being hurt that the Bills wouldn't be able to do all that much. But, hey, Sean McCoy is beasting for the most part. Tyrod Taylor's playing pretty well. Defense is good. And the Bills might actually be one of the surprise teams this season. Obviously, granted, we're only week six. Still plenty of time for things to work themselves out. Perhaps things are looking up in Buffalo. For this game, the Bills are a 9-point favorite in this. Not the point spread necessarily mean anything. Seems to be sort of high because the 49ers aren't that bad, but they're not very good. I'm going to take the Bills in this just because I'm not really anticipating much out of Kaepernick. Obviously, if he plays well, I think the 49ers have a very good shot of winning. But given the fact that I have no idea what to expect, especially since, you know, Chip Kelly has been telling us that Cap has been outperformed in practice by Blaine Gabbert. Yeah, we talk in practice. But, you know, he can't even beat out Blaine Gabbert in practice, and that's the problem. Granted, you know, he did finally beat him out on the field, but still, point still stands. 49ers looking for change. They're pulling the trigger on that. Taking the Bills, and, yeah, I don't think they cover that 9 points that they're favored by, but still, give me the Bills. All right, let's see here. Go back to my page. And my page. There we go. Here we go. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars on Chicago Bears. Jags are coming off a bye. We finally get a win against the Colts right before the bye. Maybe that win rights the ship a little bit. Maybe, I hope. I mean, it'd be really nice. We finally made it past the somewhat difficult part of the schedule. I mean, those opening four games aren't great, but now things get a little bit better, sort of. Got the Bears this week at least. That's a very winnable game. Brian Hoyer likely going to start again tomorrow since Jay Cutler is hurt. And, this is just an ugly game. Jordan Howard, solid in his nice little replacement of Kendall Langford. The Bears have pieces on offense, but again, Brian Hoyer, starting quarterback. There's no reason for me to have faith in Brian Hoyer. That's just not something that one should do, or need to do, really. The fact that we're coming off a bye, rested up, hopefully righted in terms of the direction of the team. Like I said, we get that win against Indy going into the bye. Things should be looking up. As long as we have some semblance of a running game, whether it be T.D. Yeldon doing work or Chris Ivory doing work, who hasn't done anything really this season. I think he's rocking like a 2 yards per carry average so far. Not great at all, especially considering last season with the Jets. So, yeah, hopefully we get some semblance of a running game to take some pressure off of Blake, and if that happens, I think we'll be in good shape. Bears defense is banged up, and we should be able to take advantage of that. So, because of that, I'm going to take my Jacksonville Jaguars to win tomorrow. Hope it happens. It'd really be nice if it did, because I don't really want to be 1-4. Because next week we get the Raiders, and that's not going to be an easy challenge either. Fun times to look forward to. All right, next game here. Los Angeles Rams take on the Detroit Lions. Rams get beat by the Bills last week. The Rams are still somehow second place in the NFC West, which everybody saw coming. It's just pretty much crazy. I mean, especially considering they're rolling out Case Keenum at quarterback. Not exactly great, but you know what? They're doing something right. Not exactly sure what it is, but they're getting wins. They're getting wins somehow. I don't understand it. Detroit's one of those weird underperforming teams. Sometimes they're solid. Some weeks they're solid and look great. Other weeks, last week they get a very nice win against the Carson Wentz-led Eagles. Finally ended that little unbeaten streak. And for this, I've got to take the Lions, because again, it's really difficult to pick a Case Keenum-led football team to win. There's nothing against the guy. You know, I don't not like him, but it's just there's nothing great there. He's serviceable, obviously, because the Rams are winning games with him. But it's just, no, I'd much rather put my eggs in the Detroit Lions basket. Much rather do that. Granted, Detroit does have running back issues. Seemingly all their running backs are hurt. They did just sign Justin Forsett off the street, since it seems like the last news report I says that he's picked up the offense pretty well. So you got to figure he'll get quite a few touches. But, I mean, running game is an issue, but the offense has been solid. Stafford and Marvin Jones has been pretty awesome. My fantasy team thanks that connection very much. And, I you've got to trust at this point Detroit a lot more than the Rams. Again, the Rams are just winning, but Detroit is a better team at this point, injuries and whatnot aside. So give me the Lions. Let's see here. Next game. Let's get back to my list. I got to stop switching tabs here. Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Miami Dolphins. Miami can't even beat Tennessee last week, as it was noted like that. Pretty terrible. Steelers did had a nice win against the Jets. And really, that should be all that's necessary in this game, is to realize that the Miami Dolphins lost to the Tennessee Titans last week. And that should give you a good insight as to what the Miami Dolphins are, which is not a very good football team at all. It's just not. There's nothing here to lead me to believe that the Miami Dolphins are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they're not. Tannehill hasn't been great. Got some moments there of decentness, but meh. Their leading rusher is Jay Ajayi with 117 rushing yards on the season. We're, you know, five games into the season. It's week six, five games into the season. Your leading rusher has 117 rushing yards. There's no run game, which isn't helping out Tannehill, which, you know, the whole entire situation is bad in Miami. It's just bad. Pittsburgh is likely going to roll, which means they won't, because, you know, this is the NFL and anything obvious tends to not happen. But Miami's not winning this game. They're not. Steelers should win handily. Because Miami's a bad football team. And it seems like Pittsburgh's kind of gotten past their playing down to mediocre opponents, as they have a tendency of doing in seasons past. So there's that. All right, let's see here. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals take on the New England Patriots. I really want this to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be. Tom Brady comes back. Tom Brady's angry. Granted, you know, maybe last week isn't a good indicator of the Patriots and Tom Brady, because, again, they were playing the Browns. So it's not perhaps a great indicator, but I don't think that the Cincinnati Bengals are that great right now. Couldn't beat Dallas last week. Something seems to be missing on offense. I don't know if Tyler Eifert being out is ruining things that much. It could be. Obviously, a guy who catches as many touchdowns as he does, especially last year. A guy like that is really difficult to replace. Maybe that's causing an issue. The running game has been all right, sort of, kind of. And it's just, I don't know, the Bengals certainly aren't the Bengals from last year. And, I love for Cincinnati to be able to pull off the upset. It's not a huge upset, but it's an upset nonetheless. But I don't see it. I don't see it unless Brady throws a myriad of picks. I don't see it, and that makes me sad. But it is what it is. New England's probably never losing again. Never. Ever. All right. Move on to much happier news and games. Not really, though, because the majority of these games are bad. I don't care about them. Which is sad, because you should care about every game. But no. Can't. All right, let's see here. Next game, Carolina Panthers take on the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure everybody thought that going into week six that these two teams would combine for two wins. But here we are, week six, and both of these teams combined for two wins. Plus side, Carolina gets Cam Newton back after his concussion. That is a plus. Carolina is not a good football team at the moment. Defense is bad. Offense is fairly average at this point, which is really what it should have been last season. Except last season they were winning games. This season they're not. It's pretty much the difference. Defense, especially the secondary for the Panthers, is pretty bad. Pretty bad. Yes, Razor. LOL Panthers. And I'm assuming, since you're in chat and not on the phone, that Skype hates you. So there's that. At least you're in chat. You are here in spirit. So, yeah, Panthers bad. Saints, you know, Saints aren't any good either. Defense is bad. Offense, you know, not great, which is weird because Anthony Drew Brees led offense. That's all right. That is all right because I generally hate the Saints. There's that. However, coming off a bye, that I'm gonna take the Saints in this, just because the Panthers are bad. It pains me that the Dantos on TGP is likely going to lose a bet to Phil. That's a terrible thing. It should never happen. One should not lose bets to Phil, because that's awful. But it's probably going to happen. Unless a miraculous turnaround from the Panthers happen. Time's running out. They got the game to win. But I don't think it happens this week. I think Panthers have quite a few issues they need to iron out. And so I'm going to start this week. All right, Baltimore Ravens take on the New York Giants. The Ravens got off to a 3-0 start, lost to Oakland, lost to Washington, finally got somewhat exposed as the fairly undefeated fraud that they were. They're not an awful football team, but, you know, being undefeated early, 3-0, doesn't necessarily mean much, and that's what we're looking at now. Doesn't necessarily mean much. Lost, dropped two in a row. The Giants, you know, I don't know exactly what's up with the Giants. You lose to Minnesota, which, you know, I think that's somewhat to be expected. Minnesota is arguably the biggest surprise team in the league right now. You have a chance last week to win it. You don't. Fall a touchdown short. There is offensive coordinator changes. Mark Trestman's out. Marty Morenwig is promoted. So maybe that provides an offensive. Oh, sorry, that's for the Ravens. My bad. Yeah. So Ravens fire their offensive coordinator. Changes there. Why do I have that open on both pages? Silly. The same blurb. So, yeah. Ravens swap out offensive coordinators. And, which is weird, because their offense is doing all right. Not good when Joe Flacco is your leading rushing touchdown scorer. That's not a good thing. But, could get more production out of that. The Giants, you've got to figure... I don't know. I just, despite the fact that they're 2-3, I have a lot more faith in the Giants than I do the Ravens. like I said, fraudulent for the most part. I think now, again, dropping two in a row, we've seen that. And New York, even, you know, is fairly dysfunctional on offense as they are. Odell Beckham and his shenanigans. Again, I just got more faith in the Giants than I do in the Ravens. So the Giants are going to win. I feel good about it. I feel fairly good about it. I sort of feel good about it. Yeah. All right. Next game. Cleveland Browns take on the Tennessee Titans. Cleveland, got a feel for Cleveland fans. At least the team's putting up a fight. They're not getting wins, but at least they're not getting blown out. 0-5, you got some close games, which maybe if you're a fan that makes things worse. I don't know. Last week, obviously, you know, facing the Patriots, not gonna have much of a shot there. So that's to be expected. This week, though, you face the Tennessee Titans, who, as previously mentioned, aren't any good. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all there is to it. Marcus Mariota has been fairly terrible, which is interesting given how he was last season. But you've got to figure, I don't know. I trust the Cleveland Browns more than Tennessee. And that is an incredibly weird thing to say, despite the fact that I have no idea what quarterback the Browns are rolling out there. McCown's hurt. RG3's hurt. Cody Kessler is hurt, but might play. Outside of that, that's a ugly situation, but Kessler has played fairly well in relief of McCown, and I think there's enough on that Browns offense to get things done. Terrell Pryor has been pretty awesome, which is a pretty nice, probably one of the better stories in the league thus far in terms of player performance and doing some work. Pretty nice. And, I've got a good Browns in this situation. I know they're 0-5, but they've shown some fight. And that's a lot more than I can say for the Titans, despite the fact that the Titans are 2-3. Maybe that's my bias from the Titans talking, which probably is. But I feel good about the Browns winning. It was good. All right. Next game, Philadelphia Eagles take on the Washington Redskins. More like the Philadelphia Winces. But, Philadelphia loses last week. Had to figure a loss was coming at some point. And finally did. Cut the hands of the Detroit Lions. Washington beat the Ravens last week. Kind of a windy game situation. I don't think this starts the downward spiral for the Eagles. Just one game. Carson Wentz is still really solid, really good, especially for a rookie. Pretty nice. But you got to figure Washington still some issues on that Washington team. Again, yeah, they did get a win last week against the Ravens, and that's not really an indicator of anything. Things have somewhat turned around for them after the start of the season. Jordan Reed is out, and that's going to be a fairly sizable blow for the Redskins. And I think you got to go Eagles in this situation. I know it's a nice little NFC East matchup, and that can kind of muddy things, but I don't know. I just feel a lot better about the Eagles than I do the Redskins. A lot better. Carson Matthews, that's weird. Yeah, Carson Wentz, Ryan Matthews, solid. Defense is solid. Not great, solid. And I think if Jordan Reed was playing, that would perhaps swing me back to the Redskins, maybe a lot closer, but I'm still going to take the Eagles in this situation. All right. Kansas City Chiefs take on the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, which is weird. But, hey, if there was ever a team to be in Vegas, it would be the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, is doing a good job of winning close games. Games that are right there, and they're doing a good job of not losing them for the most part. Three games in a row now that they've won by a touchdown or less. Last week, they had a pretty awesome comeback against San Diego because San Diego is not a good football team and blows games. And that's how they're not a good football team, because good football teams don't do that. Granted, they did just beat the Thursday Night Football. But that's Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football games are weird. But, going into this, Chiefs, I believe, are coming off of a bye. And Andy Reid is really good when his teams come off a bye. I don't remember if it's, at least he was good with the Raiders, or the Eagles. That part, I know it was pretty awesome coming off a bye. So, given that, despite the fact that, you know, there's still Alex Smith under center, we shouldn't say, you know, again, I've said it, I like the guy. A lot of people don't have faith in him, that's fine. But you've got that, you've got Jamal Charles another week, hopefully he can get on the field and produce. I think two games or last game before the bye, he was on somewhat of a snap count, and get him going, and that should take pressure off that offense, get things going. And really, I'm just basing this off of Andy Reid and byes, and the fact that the Chiefs are coming off a bye, that's gonna seal it for him. Despite the fact that the Raiders have been playing pretty well lately. Haven't played the greatest competition, but then again, the Chiefs aren't the greatest competition either. I get the feeling the Chiefs are going to steal one, get a win, a nice win, a good win, and yes. All right, let's see here. Dallas traveled to Green Bay to take on the Packers. Dallas has a fascinating quarterback issue. Tony Romo is getting set to come back, set to get healthy finally, and what's going to happen with Dak Prescott? Cowboys are 4-1 at this point. Prescott plays well. If they beat the Packers tomorrow, does that pretty much cement that Tony Romo is staying on the bench? Is this Prescott's team, or does Tony Romo get healthy? And the Cowboys decide to reinstate Romo. It's going to be a fascinating story to watch. For every reason, the Cowboys just won't lose. You lose opening week against the Giants, excuse me. But outside of that, everything's been win after win after win. So this week, you get the Packers. And again, the Packers aren't that great. I guess it's more indicative of really this season in general. There's not too many great teams. The Packers, you thought should have been one of them, but Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked himself. There's issues there. The run game's all right. The defense is pretty good. You're looking at Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, they're 3-1, but they've got dead last in the league in passing yards, which, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. Being dead last in the league for passing seems crazy. You know, maybe if you had an amazing run game that was putting up, you know, a bazillion yards a game, then you could excuse that, but it's not really. 21st in rushing yards. So really, it's the defense, largely, that's been doing things. Despite that, I guess really the indicators would say take Dallas in this, but at some point, Green Bay is going to turn things around. I'm not sure if it's this week. Maybe it's next week, but at some point, they're going to turn this thing around and be the Green Bay Packers that we thought they would be at the start of the season. So I'm going to take the Packers to do it, to start righting the ship, because with Minnesota being undefeated, they're going to need to turn it around in order just to compete for the division. Granted, that's not to say that Minnesota is this unbeatable juggernaut, but you need to start winning games. It's only going to help yourself. So, yeah, give me the Packers in this. All right, the Atlanta Falcons take on the Seattle Seahawks. And Atlanta, another of these surprise teams in the NFL this season, sitting at 4-1, just knocked off the Denver Broncos last week. And this week go up against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle coming off of potentially a well-needed bye. And, yeah, we saw last week that the Falcons offense certainly is no joke. You thought maybe something was up, or not something was up, but maybe something wasn't legit given some of the competition they faced. Carolina isn't that great at this point. The Saints don't have a great defense. The Bucs don't have a great defense. So, you know, you think, okay, you face the Broncos and that pass rush and that secondary. Granted, 23 points, but Julio and Devontae Freeman had very good games. So, that leads you to believe that this Falcons offense is legit. Seahawks, again, let me go the same right. Flipped away from it. Seahawks coming off a bye, last win against the Jets. Got to figure, I don't know what to expect from the Seattle team. They're barely in the lead of their own division, which is crazy. I don't think anybody really anticipated that going into the season, they would face competition from the Rams of all teams. Which I guess maybe you thought Arizona would be up there, but Arizona's not any good. So, you know, you've got competition from that. Seahawks are largely a mess, but you've got to expect that the bye helps. Pete Carroll, solid coach, obviously going to get his team right. And given the fact that the Falcons have to travel to Seattle, I think that's going to give Seattle the edge in this one, so I'm going to have to take the Seahawks. What's surprising that the Falcons won, because really nothing has surprised me about the Falcons lately. They beat Denver, and it's like, okay, well, that's that. So, yeah, I mean, you do that, you pretty much earn faith, essentially, in people. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Falcons win, but I'm gonna take the Seahawks. Now we're on to two terrible primetime games, which terrible primetime games will make you sad. I mean, that should be, it's the nightcap. Toss it on before you got to go to work Monday. Toss it on where you're laying in bed watching Sunday Night Football. Out of the living room, on your couch, whichever. Should be a good game. Should be an entertaining game. Instead, we've got the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans going into this. Houston is a mess. Terrible last week against the Vikings. Brock Osweiler is fairly awful. I don't know if it's a byproduct of him or it's just the fact that Houston's kind of a mess offensively. I guess you could say their offense is offensive. But, yeah, I mean, no rushing touchdowns so far through 5 weeks, which is an impressive stat as it is. It's just crazy. Yeah, it's just – luckily for Houston, the AFC South is a mess. But I have no idea what to do with this game. I have no idea. Houston's not any good. Indianapolis, I don't believe, is any good either. You've got Andrew Luck pretty well, but it's just bleh, bleh. That's just this game. Just ew. Ew. Ew, ew. Just ew. Shouldn't be playing that game. We should be able to flex out any game that we don't want. I don't want this game. Flex it out. But we can't. We're stuck with it. So, for this, I guess I'm going to take the Colts, I guess. You've got to figure that Houston won't repeat a performance like they had last week. Figure that that's a pretty much a one-week thing. You get the awfulness out of your system and then play better after that. But I don't know. Neither of these two teams are any good. So I'm going to go with the team with the better quarterback, and that would be the Indianapolis Colts. So, again, nothing to write home about either, but that's just what we're doing. Ugly game. Terrible game. And then Monday, for Monday Night Football, we get another fairly average game. The New York Jets take on the Arizona Cardinals. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing well. Carson Palmer wasn't playing well, got concussed. Coming back this week, that's a good thing. Carson Palmer might just be bad now. That just might be who he is. Players are fairly good at falling off a cliff. Yeah, they had a good game against the Falcons. Against the 49ers. I guess they're not coming off a bye. They're just coming off a 10-day. They're not coming off a bye. They're just coming off 10 days rest against the Rams because the last they played was on Thursday night. Or 49ers, excuse me. So, yeah, Carson Palmer comes back. David Johnson is pretty awesome. Carson Palmer isn't. On the flip side, Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't awesome at all. And, this is just terrible primetime games. I know the league has brought up about why the ratings are in decline, and part of it has to be matchups. I mean, largely, most of the matchups this week, not just in prime time, just the regular games are uninteresting matchups. I'm not the pickiest of football fan, but there's just nothing here that's interesting really at all. Atlanta-Seattle is fairly interesting. Dallas-Green Bay is fairly interesting. Outside of that, there's just a bunch of uninteresting games, and it continues. Now, obviously, you're going to have weeks like that. Scheduling can't be perfect, but, man, you would hope that the primetime games would be good. And you know what? Maybe they are good. Maybe they end up being good games. But when you find that you can't care about games going into them, it's really hard to care if the games actually turn out to be decent because you don't really want to watch. So I guess I didn't pick that game, Jets, Cards. I'm going to take the Jets. I don't know if I already picked the Cards and just forgot, but I'm taking the Jets. I don't know what Carson Palmer is. He's coming off a concussion. He could be bad Carson Palmer for now for the rest of his career. I'm not sure. Again, David Johnson's awesome, but not enough to get things done. As long as Ryan Fitzpatrick can throw under 3 interceptions tomorrow, if he goes like 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, I think the Jets win. If he has more than that, 3 turnovers, then that's pretty much it. But I'm going to take the Jets going out to Arizona, getting a win. And that is the last game of this
fairly mediocre week. News of note, can't really remember much off the top of my head. Oakland likely moving to Vegas per the owners agreeing to it, which, I mean, like I said, you've got to figure if there was ever a team to move to Vegas, it's got to be the Raiders. And that is, you know, it can be kind of an interesting thing to watch with the gambling situation and whatnot. Just to see if it does anything, if the league kind of relaxes anything in regards to that, takes a better stance in regards to that. But yeah, Las Vegas Raiders. Curious if obviously they'd keep the name probably. You would think. I would think. Relocation, but I don't know. It'd be interesting if they drop the name. But they won't. They'll keep it. We'll have to wait for another expansion team to get a new name. But that'll be who knows how long down the line. But anyway, that has been the show. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the site, GridironPalace.com. Got a couple live chats. Obviously, it's a forum. Got a bunch of discussion topics up. And it's just a nice place to hang out. Chat with people. It doesn't have to be about football. It could be about baseball. It could be about NBA, which is just starting up. Hockey's getting here, too. Or maybe you want to talk politics, which nobody wants to talk politics. But there's politics, there's music, there's movies, there's anything you could want. So, yeah, check us out. You won't be disappointed. And until next week, I'm Vin. This has been TGB Radio. Have a good weekend, and happy football.